Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 65.
Yes. Oh my God, 65 na.
Oh, why?
Wow. Thanks, so PodPals.
So this one is another listicle episode.
Yes, we seem to enjoy lists. No?
And parang mukhang gusto rin ng listeners natin yung mga listicle episodes.
I think so.
Six statements about love. We should retire.
Yep.
Why'd you choose this?
I mean, I'll be blunt now. Since the election time is nearing, I've been reading comments about this certain junior, political junior, the dictator's junior son. Yung comments ng kanyang loyalists ay parang, di bale nang nagnakaw, umunlad naman yung Pilipinas. Parang, huh? Parang sinasabi nila parang...
Doesn't compute.
Okay, parang for them...
Doesn't
parang,
add up.
Parang may Robin Hood feel. So parang nagnakaw siya para sa amin kasi mahal niya kami. So parang wait, there are so many toxic.
A lot to unpack.
There are so many toxic or potentially dangerous statements being thrown around, disguised as statements about love. So parang I kind of want to talk about that.
Okay.
Kasi I think na-internalize mo siya as you grow up, I guess.
That's
na,
true.
Parang na-normalize na. Since lagi siya naririnig, probably that's how you eventually define love. So, yun. So, technically, naghanda kami ni Wincy ng tigtatlo kaming statements that we think should be retired.
So, my first one, ito.
Ano?
Not a statement, but a term.
Okay.
Love at first sight.
If the PodPals are seeing me right now.
You're rolling your eyes.
And cringing. Yeah.
Oh,
go.
Okay, love at first sight. Bakit?
Why do you think we should retire?
Oh, number one, baka. Yes, scientifically speaking, you can tell though if you have a crush on someone.
Oh.
I forgot the exact number, pero in 1.666 seconds daw.
Okay.
Alam na ng brain mo kung may crush ka sa tao in 1.66 seconds. Pero, yes, siguro, lust at first sight, crush at first sight, pero love at first sight? First sight meaning ilang seconds yun? Ilang minutes yun?
Minimum of 30?
It's your hormones talking.
Yeah.
It's your reproductive urges, biological urges talking.
Oh, uy.
Pero love? In 5 minutes? Hindi mo man alam yung ano niya? Hindi mo alam yung family history niya? Hindi mo alam yung childhood niya? Hindi mo alam yung aspirations niya? Tapos love na?
Love at first... I mean, it defines...
Lust at first sight, yes.
Well, maybe we should examine... Like, ano ba ibig sabihin na love at first sight?
Yun na nga, parang...
Sa fiction or
nagkita
like...
Nagkita tayo, tapos I knew you were the one.
How?
Yun na nga eh. Kasi
paano
ako feeling ko ito.
Ba dun? Paano hindi. Ba siya tinuro sa'yo?
Naniniwala ko sa ang love.
Oh.
With love, when it comes to love,
oh.
May information processing yan.
Sounds like a MacBook Pro.
Hindi, sa nakakanood ko na Star Trek para na ako si Spock magsalita. No? Insufficient data. Gets mo ba? It's insufficient data to proclaim that you are in love. Bakit?
Wala. Iniisip ko. Gusto ko pa ulit sa'yo.
Data pa.
In Spock, ano?
Insufficient data. Fascinating. Then anyway. 24 hours. Nakilala mo yung tao. I don't think pwede mo sabihin I love you.
Uy, so before sunrise, 24 hours na lang magkausap.
That's why I don't believe in...
The before series.
Yung mga I met you one day, tapos I love you. Siguro pwedeng i-end ko yung mga series na ganun or yung mga movies na ganun na parang, hey, I wanna get to know you more. Let's date. Okay ako ron. Pero yung pakasal na tayo, creepy!
But fairy tales are kind of like that. Diba yung prince tsaka si Cinderella, parang it was a ball. Nagkasayaw lang kayo. Tapos, what? Napin mo na siya? Sa buong...
Pero ako feeling ko kasi fairy tales, may structure siya ng ano eh, ng... Parang immortal eh. Gets mo ba?
Hindi.
Yung parang, yung sayaw nila in the interest of time. Dahil mahal ang animation.
Okay.
Or dahil fairy tale nga siya. In the interest of time. Parang isipin mo, in cinematic time, yung sayaw nila, parang montage vignettes. Yun na parang, oh, I got to know you. Parang kung ano sa Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yung kanta nila na, yun
yung montage
eh.
Na, oh, ano yun,
yun eh.
Ano
there's song? Something there,
there's something
that
there that wasn't there before.
Kantahin mo.
Hindi ko alam yun. Hindi ko kaya kantahin. Pero yun yung part na feeling ko nagkakilala sila.
Although, to be fair, sa Beauty and the Beast, in-explore dun yung ano eh.
Love at first sight.
Hindi oh. Some people will argue it's Stockholm Syndrome. Pero hindi eh, di ba? Parang willing...
alam mo yung Love at First Sight?
Ano?
The Little Mermaid.
Oh my God, I hate The Little Mermaid. I mean, we have an episode about this, but... Sobrang hindi ka talaga agree. Oh, pero tama ka, yun yung love at first sight.
Nakita niya lang, pogi, I'm love na.
Nakita niya lang taong pogi.
Hindi niya pa naaamoy yung ano, kung pawis,
no? Pheromones,
oo. Hindi niya pa na rin naaamoy yung utot.
Hindi niya rin alam na colonizer.
Oo. Insufficient data, in the words of Spock from Star Trek. Insufficient data.
But, you know, napaisip ako dyan sa love at first sight. Kasi, nakailang replay ako ng Bridgerton for entertainment.
Baka no need to defend yourself.
Baka at that time, like, I guess in the Regency or like Victorian era, na sobrang restricted ng interactions. Baka tsaka nila nasasabi yun, no?
Tsaka restrictive yung society.
Oo.
Meaning parang...
Or baka yung...
Magpakasal kayo dahil yung mga lupa natin, mamamaya pa.
Merge ng assets, ganun. So parang I guess yung definition nila ng love ay yung parang, ito okay na to, type ko na to daddy, pwede na to. Baka ganun lang.
Pwede na. PNY love.
Pwede na to.
Pero ngayon may dami, dapat i-correct yun sa fiction eh, feeling ko eh. Kasi fiction can represent reality eh, di ba?
And namo-model dun yung...
Culture, di ba?
Yes. Especially
so,
the way we...
tanggalin na yung love at first sight na yan.
Ano yung worst for you na love at first sight? Fictional. Si Joe sa You. Lagi siyang love at first sight eh.
Kasi ako usually love at first sight pero hate on the ano eh, third sight eh, no? Parang ay, ang baduy niya pala, no? Ay, ang baho pala ng hininga niya, no?
Grabe.
Bakit? Love at first sight, hate on the third date.
Hindi, ano yung fictional nga for
wala
you?
Wala. Ano, I don't subscribe to fictions na ganun yung tema. Lust at first sight?
Yeah, I kind of get
erections
that.
Erections on first sight? Yes.
Ew. But, talaga, erection on first... Hindi, pwede.
Okay, what's yours?
Oh, yun, since nabanggit ka na kanina sa introduction, I think we should retire those proclamations na, ipag nanakaw kita, kung sakaling kailangan mo, I will rob a bank for you. Yung parang, pwede ako pumatay sa'yo. Kumbaga, like, those statements of like compromising your one's integrity or dignity just for someone. Na parang, one, why would you inconvenience? Hindi nga inconvenience eh. Why would you commit a crime or be unjust to other people just for a person you love? Parang ano no, nagkakaroon ng moral, ano ba, hierarchy. Na parang our loves are the, like, sila yung top ng ano.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yes. Or, hindi mo pwedeng pare-pare.
Or the need of the one, no?
Oh, well, weird eh. Na parang, yeah, I get people are special for us. Like, you are special for me. Pero, would you want me to be a criminal just for you? It's parang mali eh. Na parang... Nare-relate ko siya sa how we view politicians eh. Di ba na parang gina-justify natin how unjust they are. Yun nga, like with that dictator's son or that dictator, his father, dinedefend siya na parang nagnakaw siya pero gumanda yung buhay namin. Parang ikaw yung ninakawan, yung tax natin yung ninakaw. And you think maganda kasi nagpatayo siya ng some bridge or like infrastructure. Like,
or ng film center.
Na maraming namatay at ni Rush. Only for their ano, glory and like their branding. I mean, hindi namin masyado magpapaka-factual ni Wincy. Marami namang sources dyan that you can read online. So, alam mo yun, parang ang warp tuloy eh, na parang handa ako magnakaw para sa'yo. Meaning, handa akong mag-compromise ng kabuhayan ng ibang tao para sa'yo kasi mas mahalaga ka kaysa sa kanila. Or willing akong maging masamang tao kasi mahal kita.
Like, so, marirelate ko rin yan na para magnanakaw ako para sa anak ko dahil gutom na yung anak ko.
Ayan, lagi ko yan narinig. Oh my God.
Diba? Okay lang na magnakaw kasi gutom na yung pamilya ko. Eh, paano yung pamilya ng iba?
Oo. Oh, paano kung yung ninakawan mong bangko? Oh, for sure, may nawalang pe. I mean,
hindi nasweldohan yung mga pamilya.
Oo. Oh, di parang ha?
Tapos, so in other words, mananakit ka ng ibang pamilya basta
nang mas maraming pamilya.
Oo. Oh, nang basta okay lang yung pamilya mo. No?
Ang weird.
Doesn't make sense.
And before you start a family, hindi ba dapat nakwenta mo ng kaya mo mag-provide?
Hmm. I mean, or bago ka manakit, hindi ka pa muna hihingi ng tulong?
Oo. I mean, nagigets ko yung level of unemployment and the poverty and the systemic problems that we are all facing. Pero, I mean, there are so many other things that you can do na mas decent.
Nalala ko tuloy, there was this one time, my college barkada and I went to High Top in Quezon Avenue. Tapos, pumunta kami dun sa back room. Tapos dun sa back room, may mga help wanted posters. Yung parang, kung makita nyo to, i-report nyo kaagad.
Oh.
Yung isa, pinag-aralan namin yung wanted posters. Yung isa, ninakaw niya. Hawak niya kasi yung picture na Xerox, hawak nila yung products na ninakaw nila. Yung isa, diapers, tsaka gatas.
Oh.
So analysis namin, mabait tong taong to. Gatas eh. Tsaka diapers eh.
Oh.
Yung isa, Pucha, Eminem, Chips Ahoy. Sabi namin, chichiria, sabi namin, ay pucha, nag-weed to. Anyway, pero yun, gets ko yun eh, yung parang
Desperation yun eh. Medyo magigets mo.
Magigets mo, especially sa anak, no?
Hindi, I mean, it's unfortunate, it's still wrong, pero I guess sa mga ganong cases, titingin na ako macro sense na how come we punish people who steal diapers or steal canned goods? Pero pucha, de-defend natin yung mga ano, mayaman na mga nagnanakaw.
True.
Something wrong. Yun. But I guess the point is, mali talaga magnakaw. I mean, if you have to steal diapers or milk, baka dapat i-rethink mo if you should be a parent. If you can afford to have a child. Though. Diba? Parang, wait lang ha. Medyo weird thinking. Yun.
So, the third one for
biglang naging, social
political,
shit.
Oh. Ito, balik tayo sa ano?
Romance.
Pabebe.
Oh.
I love you.
Sabihin mo siya with feelings.
I fell in love with my best friend. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because you say that sometimes.
I fell in love with my best friend. Unang-una, kung best friends kayo, ilang years na, tapos hindi pa kayo, malamang, something's really not working.
Wait, i-define muna. Kasi I will kind of object.
Okay, yung plot. Yung mga gagawin ko na lang movie plot.
Ah, sige.
Yung mga parang antagal na nating best friends. Pero I never had the guts to tell you how I feel. Kasi
si Basha tsaka si Popoy.
Yes, I don't wanna ruin the friendship.
My best friend's wedding. Ganyan.
Yes, I don't believe in that plot.
Because?
Number one, alam nung babae yun.
Totoo yan.
Alam nung babae yun.
Uh-uh.
Or kahit sige, alam nung lalaki.
Baka yun. Yung statement mo, it's not I fell in love with my best friend. But more of, I love you, but I don't want to ruin the friendship.
Yes.
Baka yun yung statement that you want to retire. Okay.
Ako number one, hindi kayo magiging best friends kung may sexual tension.
That's true. I disagree. Kasi I consider you and me as best friends.
Before?
No, like even now, aren't we best friends?
Ako, alam mo, may interests ako nun. May designs ako.
Are you saying... Teka, kailangan ko siya maintindihan. Are you saying, like, friend zone mo? Ganon. Parang dinelegate mo siya as, oy, friend zone tayo, ah. Ganon.
Ako kasi kung best friend, Ito, may sasabihin ako na offensive ng konti.
Safe space.
Best friends. Kung tinawag mo yung girl na best friend, tapos may crush ka sa kanya,
panluloko
it means wala kang balls na sabihin crush kita. And at the same time, gusto mo sabihin I love you pero hindi mo masabi. So yun lang inaisip mo.
Parang manipulative, no?
Oo. Parang pagmamayari mo, best friend, di ba?
Gets. Parang wag mo na sabihin best friend kung mahal mo talaga. Pero pwede naman na if you love this person, you can be best friends.
Tsaka merong mga, right? Hindi ako naniniwala dun sa mga relationship na parang wala kaming mahanap na isa't isa. So kami best friends lang, we'll try it out.
Parang mali yun kasi...
Parang life partners.
Eh, pwede din naman.
Magkaanak tayo kasi wala na tayong mahanap na iba.
Pwede parang I kind of respect that if they're being honest. Like, para silang common law partner. Oh.
Na may anak, no? Parang ganun. Pwede naman, sa bagay.
Practical.
Practical.
I mean, I kind of respect that. But I get what you mean, na parang yung mga, ano yan, 5 years kayong quote-unquote friends, pero you secretly wanna fuck her. Like, kapag glossing, tapos parang, nagigets ko, yun parang nakaka-betray yun eh, na parang kung ako yung babae, and then you tell me, you are my friend. So parang paglasing ako, or nagiinuman tayo, syempre, kunwari, I lean on you. Tayo na may mali siya ka pala. Or kapag ihahatid mo pala ako, gusto mo pala akong halikan. Wait lang ah. That's kind of wrong.
For the girl or the guy?
Both.
Both. Oo nga.
Or kahit tanggalin mo yung gender.
Oo nga no.
Yun. So parang, huh? Sabihin mo na lang. Kasi tinatrust kita eh, na hindi mo ako... nakikita that way. Or parang...
Tapos all the time na kinukumutan mo ako, may ereksyon ka?
Oo. Or parang meron kang hinihintay na kapalit na, oh, kinukumutan kita pero sana someday mahalin mo rin ako.
Or isex mo ako, no?
Oo. Parang kind of problematic.
Ako,
huwag
mo na sabihin best friend. Sabihin mo na lang na parang... Kung na-inlove ka sa best friend mo...
I care
mo,
about you.
Hindi, kung na-inlove ka sa best friend mo, the right thing to do is say it.
Yeah. Yung warp thing kasi, di ba, parang iniisip natin, kapag inamin natin yung feelings natin, may happy ending or may result.
Mm-mm.
Na parang, pag sinabi ko to this person na I love him, he should love me back.
Mm.
Kaya tayo na...
Tsaka ang weird, iba talaga yung dynamic ng best friend. Tsaka iba yung dynamic ng liligawan.
Oo. Medyo sly,
yung best
no?
friend
parang,
medyo ano kasi ang intimate eh. Nakita kanyang umutot. May level na parang kapatid eh. Gets
yeah,
mo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Feeling ko falling in telling your
parang
best
betrayal.
Friend I love you, it's like fucking your sister or your brother.
Yes. I kind of understand.
It's disgusting.
And it's betrayal.
It is.
Na parang sabihin mo na lang yung intentions mo talaga. Kasi well, especially me, I really value friends. Like guy friends. Naniniwala akong men and women can be friends.
Kaya nga naisip ko, no, kung sinabi ko sa'yo yung best friend mong lalaki, sabi ko, crush mo siya, no? Ikaw, yuck.
Oo, na-offend ako.
Tsaka naiyayak ka.
Oo, kasi...
Isipin mo siya nakahubad, di ba? Yuck!
Ugh.
No, di ba? It's wrong.
I mean, kahit kunwari may best friend ako, may abs.
It's like a brother to me.
Yuck.
At kung ikaw naman yung best friend, sabihin ka na I love you. Yung sabihin mo, no, I see you as a brother.
Or I can't, kunwari, my friend told me he loves me, although wala po nang gagawa nun. Kung clear ka na you love me as a friend, na parang kunwari ikaw, sinabihan ka ni Paman, pare, mahal kita. Ganun lang din yung tanggap ko dun.
Tama.
Hindi siya, I love you, I want to have a romantic whatever with you. I mean, I'll take it as you caring about me, the same way like my brother would tell me. Well, my siblings won't even hug me, but hindi ko niya ma-hug at ma-I love you. But parang ganun siya. It's like my dad saying he loves me. Ganun yung thing ko sa friend saying I love you.
Okay. So what's your fourth one?
Ang fourth tayo. Ito na. I think we should retire in statement na you're my soulmate.
Define soulmate muna.
O sige, tama. Define natin yung soulmate. I think in the conventional rom-com sense, yung sinasabi kong dapat i-retire. Yung soulmate na parang there's just one person in this world that's made for you. Or parang di ba meron pa mga definition na parang nung nag-explode yung stars, you're part of the same star. Mga ganyang eklat.
Same stardust.
Ugh. Yun. So parang it's kind of daunting to realize or like isumpa, di ba? Na may isang person lang made for you.
Ipasatadhana, no?
Oo, kasi, I mean, in a scientific, imaginative exercise. Sige, patulan natin yung stardust. Kunwari, may stardust, tapos ikaw yung isang speck, and then there's this another speck that match kayo, whatever. Talaga, nasa Pilipinas lang siya. What if nasa Africa pala yung isa? Paano kayo magkikita? What are the chances that you'll meet?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a very romantic notion yung soulmates.
Tsaka ang laki ng mundo, tapos ano siya eh, parang scientifically unimaginable. Or kahit na sabihin mo pang figurative siya, limiting siya eh, no? And nakaka-trap siya na yung fact na ikaw, kunwari, Wincy, you're my soulmate. You're the only one made for me. Taka, ay, hindi ka ba napipressure?
Oo.
Na parang,
na-pressured.
Lahat ng basis ng ligaya ko, ng satisfaction ko, nakasalalay sa'yo.
Tsaka ako mahirap dyan. Dapat ako, love is adaptation din ng konti.
Wow, we're getting into science. Yeah.
Eh, sinimula mo na with stardust eh. So ako, isang scientist. Kasi diba, what if we, if the couple, knock on wood, falls out of love? What if the couple, may isang
or,
ano?
Or nag-change. It's no, he's no longer the person.
The soulmate that you remembered him to be. Or her to be. Or, ano, pumanaw yung isa.
Yes. Or yung isa, what if nagkaroon ng amnesia. Nagkaroon ng dementia.
Exactly.
Nalimutan mo na yun.
Ako feeling ko, love is ever-changing. When you say soulmate, kasi parang constant.
It's so, ayun nga, never changing, di ba?
So parang, ang love for me is parang,
tama, adaptation.
Nag-a-adapt evolving. Nag-a-adapt ka dun sa changes ng panahon.
Darwinist pala.
Nag-a-adapt ka sa changes ng personality niya, sa age niya, sa health niya.
Kumari ako.
Sa age niya.
When you fell in love with me, hindi ako maki-pop or maki-drama. Kind of tolerate it.
Kumbaga, kung sino ka 20 years ago, iba ka na ngayon eh. Kahit nga 2 years ago. Eh.
Yes. Not just mentally, even like physically, di ba? Yeah. Ako ba, ano yung parang change sa'yo? Na parang steady, cool pa din. I guess nag-iiba ka ng mga celeb crush.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Karang, I kinda live with that. Yun.
Ikaw rin naman.
Sporadic yung mga crush ko. Diba parang burst sila. Ma-obsess ako for a month. Tapos like, they're expired.
So, ako na?
Yes.
Last one.
Tama, soulmate. Last na, about soulmates. And I think, parang we kind of set ourselves up to disappointment. Diba? Na parang...
Ako, it's too lofty a label.
Yes, and for someone to... Parang ikaw, kunwari...
Parang ito, best friend. Boom! Umakyat, soulmate.
Kung elevator to, yung best friend nasa ang floor.
Ground floor.
Yung soulmate na penthouse. Ganun, parang wow. And then, tsaka ano no, parang, kunwari, ginawa mo siyang job vacancy. Parang looking for soulmate. Must be the source of my happiness. Must solve all of my dissatisfactions in life. Must agree with me all the time. Mm. Parang, walang mag-a-apply dyan. Parang it's a hard job or it's a hard role to play. And I think nakornihan nga ako when I say, I mean, I've heard this before, like yung na-disappoint siya. I think this girl isn't my soulmate. Tahan na unfair sa girl, diba? Unfair dun sa other person. So parang niligawan mo ako, you convinced me you're a good match to me, and then eventually may isa lang tayong point na hindi pinag-agrihan or parang ayaw mo. And you're gonna say, I'm not your soulmate. Like, what? I don't get it. Yun lang. Parang hindi siya valid sa akin sa tingin. I would rather sabihin mo sa akin na, I don't think we fit or I don't think healthy tayo together. That I can accept, but don't tell me I'm not your soulmate. I'll go, ikaw na.
Last.
Last na.
Mega statement to.
Naku!
Kasi pasok rin siya sa religion.
Oh.
At sa family. I love you unconditionally. May condition na yun. Yung unconditionally. Gets mo. So, ako, love.
Flawed siya na statement as it is. Exactly. Grammar-wise.
Exactly. Ako, love. Of course, it's about considering all the conditions. Siguro, I'd rephrase that na.
Sige, what's a healthier statement?
I love you. That's why I want to understand you.
Oh, ang unhealthy. Di ba kunwari murderous na?
Exactly. Or lasinggero na, walang trabaho. Abusive. Unconditionally pa rin? No.
Binubugbog ka na?
Oo.
Ninanakawan ka na?
Oo. Saan ang galing yan? Unconditionally na yan.
Eh, sabi nga ni God, diba?
Sabi yun eh. Galing sa Bible, tapos linipat sa sa mga romantic novels.
Pero, sorry. I mean, a lot of people might hate me for this. If God loves us unconditionally,
bakit may Ten Commandments?
Hindi, why do we need to be Catholic or Christian?
Exactly.
But ka kailangan magpabaptize?
Oo nga.
Boom, mic drop.
Tsaka isa pa, kung... God loves us unconditionally. Bakit may the 10 conditions or the 10 commandments?
At saka may di ba mayroon
bang... 7 sacraments. Seven conditions.
Mayroon pa dyan, may beatitudes. Tapos may mga minyal sin. Major minyal? I forgot.
Vinyal and...
Minyal.
Hindi.
Ano yun? Ano? Vinyal.
Mortal.
Ay na. Dami ko lang na walang langit points.
Yun. May mga if statements yan eh. Oh, if then statements yan eh.
Oo.
If you covet your neighbor's wife and possessions.
God does not love you anymore.
Hindi, love ka niya pa rin pero you will go to hell. Equals, I don't love you, di ba? Anyway.
Tsaka problematic din yung I love you unconditionally. Kasi, I guess, the function din ng religion. It's kind of prone to abuse too. Kasi kunwari, yung sinasabi natin na love ka ni God unconditionally. So whatever your sins are, just say sorry. And eventually, papatawarin ka niya.
Kaya nga, so Hitler can go to heaven, no?
Oh, just because he said sorry sa may gates of heaven? O paano kung yung buong army ni Hitler, inorganize niya may bonggang apology sila sa may gates ng heaven. Pasok sila doon? It doesn't make sense.
Tsaka ako, ito couples naman, relationships.
Oh, sige. Ibaba natin ko. It's like, more
taas nun ng God. Ang taas nung God. Back to pa bebe. Pwedeng gamitin
for
ng...
For no fun anymore. For a couple, we don't talk about love.
In a relationship, pwedeng gamitin blanket statement yan ng abusive narcissistic person.
And even, hindi lang narcissistic, any abusive person.
And yung abuse din, gagamitin niya yun.
Oh.
I love you unconditionally. Binubugbog na ako. Financially abusive na. Walang pinagtutunguhan sa buhay.
Or even yung fact na diba, minsan pa yung pamilya tayo. Pamilya ko yan eh. Love ko yan unconditionally. Kahit na.
Or kaya yung pagpasensyahan mo na siya, pamilya siya eh. Di umasal mo na siya parang pamilya ko.
Totoo. Diba?
Parang... Which is a condition. Bakit? I love conditionally. And you should love conditionally also.
I mean, nagigets ko.
Shampoo or conditioner? We're conditioners.
Nagigets ko naman na hindi din naman healthy na parang sobrang kailangan mo constantly i-prove yung worth mo and value and lovability to a person. Pero I think dapat din natin ina-attach yung value natin to another person or how they see us or how they treat us. Diba? It's kind of problematic and wrong.
Okay, so the sixth
last
from you.
Na. Okay. Parang maikli tong episode to.
Which is good.
So, for me, ito yung last. Yung, either or. First statement, you complete me. Sorry, Jerry Maguire. Or, I cannot live without you. It's kind of the same, but...
So, Austin Powers, ginamit rin yun. You complete me.
It's so problematic. Kasi for me, especially yung I've heard this a lot especially with friends who have been left by partners na parang, hindi ko kaya mabuhay nang wala siya. Girl, ilang taon ka na? Let's say 30. Ilang years kayo? 3 years. Oh, yung 27 years na wala siya, nabuhay ka, di ba?
May kanta nga, di ba, dun sa movie na Con Air, How Do I Live Without You?
The same. Or probably better. Or like stronger.
More me.
Or why? Why can't we live? Bakit? I mean, nagigets ko naman na parang masakit na mawala ka. I get it. Pero para sabihin mo, hindi ko kayang mabuhay nang wala ka. Codependence yun eh. Yung parang...
Or pwede sabihin mo na lang mahirap. Nahirapan ako.
Masakit. Masakit for me na, wala, na mawawala ka.
Oh.
Mahihirapan ako for a while.
Pero ang gugustuhin naman nung umalis or nung pumanaw, for you to continue living as yourself eh, di ba?
Or better. Or like better, a better version of yourself. If we are talking about death or passing away of a loved one. But kunwari break up. Yung hindi ko kaya na wala ka. Parang girl, nagbe-break kayo dahil may reason ba't kayo nag-break. Ano DJ, may pagka-hostage, emotional hostage siya. Na parang, so pag nawala ako, mamamatay ka? Trigger warning, guys. Di ba parang, it's a bad reason to stay in a relationship. Na because nabubuhay ka lang for me?
Kaya nga ako siguro, before entering a relationship, dapat may fail-safe thought ka na sa utak mo na parang, this could work,
yes.
And this could also not work.
Kaya, I mean,
para healthy yung ano mapagpasok mo ah.
Oh, or parang...
Hindi pwedeng yung, this is the my happily ever after.
What is happily ever after?
Fairy tales. The opposite of reality.
Yes. Kaya, two things. Problematic for me yung isang, I think we watch this together. This is a Wattpad adaptation ng Kathniel. Kathniel fans, please, hindi namin titira yung Kathniel. I'm just criticizing the plot point. So it's the script. It's not Kathniel's fault. Disclaimer.
We love Kathniel.
Yes, we love them. So I think problematic yung isang bit sa You're Dating a Gangster. Naalala mo yun? Yung parang, para lang kausapin siya ng ex-girlfriend niya, nag-threat siyang tatalon dun sa building. But wait,
also, parang
red flag.
Hindi na siya tama for ano. Mental health
yes.
Awareness.
Yes. Tsaka,
triggering yun ah.
Oh, triggering. Actually, yung themes ng movie na yun, parang sakit and death and love eh. Na parang, di ba, parang Catherine's character dun sa 90s had to let Daniel's character go kasi may sakit yung ex-girlfriend.
Tsaka, teka lang yung tatalon ako. Ano, tatalon ako rito kung hindi mo ko hindi mo ko sagutin.
Hindi mo
ko
kausapin.
Hindi mo ko kausapin. Dude, you need a mental health professional kasi you clearly have a mental health problem.
Mm-mm.
Sabi mo sa babae yon or kahit kanino? Diba?
Kahit kanino. Oh. Mali eh.
You know, hostage mo yung babae tapos tatalon ka pa.
Emotional hostage eh.
Pero maganda nga na pag-usapan natin to kasi maraming problematic nga about love.
Rom-com.
Structures and yeah. Ideas, di ba?
Yes. Ako,
emotions.
As in problematic yun for me. But okay, second point about what I said, yung you complete me or I can't live without you. Which I think nagagamit yung fear na yun. You know, diba, of all countries, ang wala na lang divorce ay Vatican at Philippines. I think kasi dahil sa kawalan ng divorce, someone can say, I cannot live without you. Kasi walang proper, ano eh, parang, ano ba tawin? Parang separation pay yan eh, yung divorce, diba? Proper handling of your properties or your money or yung muna pundar nyo equally and just siyang hahatiin pag nag-divorce kayo.
Tsaka grabe yung ano, yung hatol nung sayo nung no divorce na kung mag-divorce ka, masama ka ng tao.
Oo,
parang,
eh.
Wow, first try lang. First try ko pa lang sa marriage ko or nagkamali lang ako sa... Hindi nag-work. Sige, hindi man nagkamali. Hindi kami nag-work out.
Oh.
Papupunta na akong hell.
I don't think it's a faith issue. I think it's a human
yes,
health,
it's a very
mental health issue eh.
Or compatibility issue. Tapos in, to begin with, sobrang behind na tayo. We're so undereducated about relationships and ano,
mm-hmm.
and marriage.
Parenting. Oh.
Tapos, ano ka pa? Ikaw na yung failure ka sa mata ng society kung divorcee ka.
So much pressure, diba? being married or starting a family.
Kailangan perfect ka.
Yes.
Kaya, kailangan perfect yung marriage mo. Kung hindi perfect yung marriage mo, nag-aaway kayo.
Punta ka sa hell.
Hindi, tiisin mo.
Ah, oo, isa pa yan. I mean, pwede
love
din,
is
you know,
pagtitiis.
Pagtitiis, oh Diyos ko doy. Can we not romanticize matiisin? Like, why?
The Philippines, the Filipino,
matiisin.
Is matiisin.
O kaya tayo inaabuso.
Correct.
Pero going back to like the divorce bill, I heard before, ang dami daw talagang congressmen, men, sorry, na hinaharang siya.
Uy, sorry, pause lang, rewind lang.
Oh.
Ang ganda na sinabi ng friend ko, i-retire na rin daw natin yung resilient ang Pilipino at matiisin ang Pilipino.
Naniniwala.
It's the language of abusers daw.
Yes. Pero naniniwala ako sa resilience naman. Ano siya eh, elasticity siya ng character ng pagkatao. Pero please, wag naman i-abuse, di ba? We can survive so much. Diba? Pag purposive mo nang tinatest yung resilience of people, or parang, yeah, sige, okay lang, kurakutin na lang lahat. Resilient naman sila eh. That's abuse.
True.
Diba? Speaking of kurakot, yun nga, yung mga congressmen, ang dami daw humaharang yan sa bill na yan, yung divorce bill. Kasi natatakot sila na i-divorce sila ng mga asawa nila at makakuha ng properties tsaka ng money from them.
But most of these are men?
Men. Kaya ayaw nila ng divorce bill. Kasi pag annulment, pwedeng, I think, i-dissolve yung marriage eh. So, para it does not exist ever eh.
Tsaka isa pa, yung mga anak ng mga divorcee, they could end up as better human beings.
Healthier adults.
Healthier, mentally stronger, physically healthier. Kung nakikita nila na yung parents sila,
maayos.
Maayos. At hindi nag-aaway sa harap nila everyday.
Diba? Parang ang daming mali eh. Yun lang. Tsaka yung divorce, hindi naman porque may divorce, lahat magde-divorce. It's an option. Oh. Diba? It's weird. So yun, I think yung thinking na I cannot live without you is rooted from the fear na yun nga, yung resources. Hindi ako makaka... Literal, I cannot live without you because you'll drain me of my resources. Kasi hindi ako empowered. I think may ganong ano, no? Ah, tsaka baka yung I can't live without, yun ang gagaling siya sa thinking na may isang resource lang of...
Yung hindi pa pwede magtrabaho mga babae.
Oo. Or in the, even yung households na may isang source of ano lang, income. Yun, literal.
Kaya nga nagtitiis yung mga babae nun. Dahil wala silang trabaho.
Yun. So medyo...
Housewives.
Tsaka narcissistic nga, no? Na parang complete ka lang dahil sa akin. Magaling ka lang dahil sa akin.
So ang hirap nun, no? Na but, you complete me. Paano kung ano, no? Hindi kayo magkasama. So, 50% ka lang na ano?
Half person.
Half a man?
What? Diba? Parang, I can say you complete me sa
tapos
kape.
Isa pa,
pero hindi sa tao.
Kung kayo na, hindi ka na mag-improve, complete ka na?
Oo.
100% ka na?
Oo nga. Or paano kung parang naging worse person siya? Eh, the half of you is also worse?
Kumbaga, you incomplete me, no?
Oo. You destroy me.
You incomplete me.
Or yun nga, you destroy me, you drag me down. Pwedeng ganun
pwede
din
rin,
eh.
Oh.
Diba? I mean...
Kumbaga 100% ako dati, tapos ginawa mo akong 50%, no?
Ano
o
yun?
Yung gandang, ano na, kung ano, no, kung parang rom-com between, ano na,
robots?
Two psychopaths.
Which is two, you. Oh.
You, oo, oh, no?
Ano?
You incomplete me, no? Yun yung tagline nila, no?
Oy, i-pitch mo yun, you incomplete me.
Oo, oh, ang ganda nun, no?
Literal pala. Nag-chop sila ng mga... Ano,
oh, serial killer
limbs.
Sila.
Yun, so parang... it's just so problematic. So many problematic. Hindi, sige. Baka naman sobrang nega natin. Before we end, sige, isip tayo ng mas healthy, like, healthier versions of the statements that...
Lahat ng statements
we just ranted
one
about.
1 to 6?
Oo, oh, sige, na-try lang natin.
What was my first one?
What was your first one? I don't remember.
Nandun na ako.
Ina-try lang kasi parang nagbigay lang tayo ng problema sa kanila. Eh, kawawa naman yung...
Nakalimutan ko na yung one ko. Ano yung one ko?
Ano yung one?
I'd like to correct or I'd like to...
Propose. Healthier version.
To I love you the first time I met you or it was love at first sight.
What's the healthier version?
I loved you after I got to know you.
Yes.
Or I loved you more after... I knew I love you
before
after
I met you.
I got to know you.
Ano ulit? Sorry.
I knew it was love after I got to know you.
Yeah. Or kung type mo talaga sa start, edi sabi mo, I'm interested in you.
Or I think you're pretty, you're beautiful.
Oh, ganun. Or I want to get to know you.
Because I'm attracted to
yun.
You.
Yun. Oh, okay.
Or I notice you.
Yeah.
Yun na lang. Huwag na yung I've
love at first sight. Okay. Yung sa akin ay, and ulit yung sa akin. Ah, yung, I will kill for you. I will rob for you. I will steal for you. Obviously, I think it's much healthier na. Because of you, I want to be a better person.
Nice.
Diba? Because of you, I want to be kinder to everyone, not just you. Yun. Oh.
My third one, I fell in love with my best friend.
Cringe talaga ako.
I'm...
Hindi, nirevise mo siya to, ano eh, parang, I love you but I don't wanna ruin the friendship eh. Sige, ano.
Wala nga, walang revision.
Mayroon suggestion dyan. Parang, I'm attracted to you, but I also want to be your friend. Ganun lang. Clear intentions. I'm attracted to you, but if you're not interested in me, I hope we can still be friends.
Yun.
Ay, hindi. Pwede kasing interested tayo sa friends eh. So parang, I'm attracted to you, but if you don't see me as a romantic partner,
let's stay friends.
I hope we stay friends.
Yeah.
And I respect that. And I will respect your relationship with your partner. Yun. Okay. Ako, ano yun? You're my soulmate. Ako, I think, you make me happy. Yun lang. Diba? You make me happy. Or parang tanggalin mo yung pressure sa other person. Parang, I guess the other, yung parang healthier equivalent na you are my soulmate is...
You are my sunshine.
Para pag umulan. Anyway, parang whenever I am with you, I'm happy. So, but sometimes, other people can make me happy too. Or sometimes you can make me sad. Or sometimes when I'm with you, I'm also sad. I mean...
Or parang... we have our similarities, we have our differences. Uh-huh. But I think we align. We click.
Yes. And you're not responsible for my happiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lastly for me, my fifth.
Third
ko fifth natin.
Oh.
I love you unconditionally.
Uh-huh.
Change it to, I love you because.
Mm-mm.
Always remind the person yung tamang ginagawa niya.
I love you because. Tas yung, you complete me. You incomplete me. Ne, joke lang.
Ano? Gusto mo talaga yung incomplete me.
Dito yung tagline eh. Pang Netflix series. Ganun eh. No? Ano?
The anti-Jerry Maguire, no?
Oo. Pitch mo na lang sa ano, You. Season 4.
Ganda you no, incomplete no? You incomplete me. No?
Kasi ano, pinutol yung pa niya.
Oo.
Oh. Ano yun? Tagline pala ng misery. Joke. Ano?
You incomplete me. Pinutol yung pa niya.
Ne, yung opposite siguro ng I cannot live without you or like you complete me is I want to create a good life with you.
Yes.
I want to build a good life with you. Or parang...
You make me happy rin.
Oh, or parang I like having you around.
Kasalanan ni Cameron Crowe to.
Si Cameron Crowe na ano, nag-cast kay Emma Stone as half Asian.
Kasalanan niya rin.
White people. Anyway, yun. So... I hope you enjoyed this sort of short episode. And if you pod pals have other love statements you want to retire, which you feel are...
Retire or change.
Improve on. Turn healthier. Ganon. So, kung meron kayong other terms or like statements, just share it in our Facebook group or tweet nyo or Instagram stories nyo and tag Telebaba Tips. Ayun. I hope this was a fun episode.
Bye.
Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tips.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.